Hey there, Jen Ryday here, and this is a happy bit. So if you're like me, you probably overestimate the amount of time you have available and underestimate the time it will take to complete a task or project. And if that's you, then I have a little exercise for you that you can try sometime. Write down on a piece of paper numbers 1 through 20 or 1 through 30, each number representing an hour of time you have available for something. So if you have the goal to work only 20 hours a week for your part-time job, write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on all the way to 20, one line per number. If you estimate that you have 40 waking hours at home each week, then write 1 through 40. You're going to figure out how you use your time for these things. So first, you'll write in the things you want to do, the things that are meaningful to you. It could be spending time with your kids, having a date with your spouse, or if you're writing things about work, maybe you want to write a book and you realize that has to be your top priority. Write those things in positions 1 through 5 or however they go. Each number represents 1 hour of time. Okay, next, write in the things you really must do to thrive. So at home, laundry, cleaning up the dishes, and so on. The must-dos. Then on a separate piece of paper, kind of jot down some of the things that you'd like to do, but they aren't a top priority and they aren't must-dos, but you'd like to do. And you can also write on that list some of the things you end up spending your time on. And then fill in the blanks. And on this list, you should have the top 20 or 30 or 40, depending on how long your list is, the top 20, 30, or 40 things that you want to use your time for. Take that list and make a few copies, perhaps, or put it in a spreadsheet and start tracking. When you complete 1 hour of working on your book, mark an X next to that. If you complete 1 hour of spending time with your kids, mark an X next to it. 1 hour of laundry, and so on. And then when you find yourself doing a task or spending time on something not on the list, just write a note about that on the side. Then at the end of the week, analyze. You'll be surprised at the little things that suck up your time and you had no idea. And you'll also be surprised how many of those important things you don't end up Xing off. This exercise isn't meant to make you feel guilty, but it's a great way to analyze your time and to see clearly what's important, and to see clearly how limited your time really is. You really only do have those 20 or 30 or 40 hours or however many for that specific area of your life, and only so many things can fit. Then you'll see the need to delegate or reduce or get help or whatever the case may be. So I hope this exercise is fun for you and enlightening, and it will help you make your life great and a little bit happier. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.